Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose. Hey guys, welcome back to today's episode. So today we are going to be talking about how to make Thanksgiving extra special. I don't know about you, but for me, last Christmas, I just realized that I wanted to do more with the holidays to make sure that we were really getting the true meaning of the holiday. It's so easy to get wrapped up in traditions and just things that you always do, or really, honestly, it's the consumeristic stuff that we think we need to do, the gifts, the food, and we forget the true meaning. So this year, I really challenged myself to make a difference and to make sure that we bring the importance of that holiday into our boys' lives. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and we spend our Thanksgiving down at the shore with my parents. We have been doing this for a long time. My aunt and uncle from Georgia come up to hang out with us, and we just have a really good time all together. It's a nice long weekend of just enjoying each other and enjoying the food that my mom makes. She makes awesome stuffing and so many good things, and I really look forward to that. I came across an article that is all about 20 ways to make Thanksgiving extra special, and I thought, what a great podcast episode, because if I feel like I want to make a difference and be more intentional around the holidays, I'm sure you guys are thinking that same way. So I'm going to go through this list. I've actually just briefly looked at it before, and I'm just going to talk about my thoughts and what I think about the ideas, and maybe you'll get some ideas with me. So let's get excited for the holidays, guys. It's getting chilly out. I love the cool, crisp air. I love the pumpkin cookies, the bonfires, the hot chocolate. It's just a fun time of year. So let's dive into this list and get excited. So the first idea on the list is to make a pumpkin spice sugar scrub and either give it to the hostess where you're going to dinner, or to have a bowl sitting by the sink so that everyone can wash their hands and have soft, clean hands before they sit down to dinner. Now, when I read this idea, I thought, what a great idea, first of all. It looks super easy. Just to let you know, too, I'm going to have the link to this exact article in the description. You can go and check out these ideas, get the recipes so that you can do them as well. So when I first read this idea, I thought, oh, how fun would it be to get the cute little jars at the dollar store and make little tags that explain what it is and what you do and give each one to the guests, which our Thanksgiving party is fairly small. It's just my parents, Rick and I, and then my aunt and uncle, and of course the kids. So I think this could be very attainable, especially for the women, and would just be fun to give as a little fun gift for each table setting. It looks super good too. I love scrubs and I think they're really fun. The next idea is a Thanksgiving Day playlist, which honestly, I've never thought about that. We always have like Christmas playlists, which this one is specifically not Christmas, not jumping the gun yet, but I don't know. I mean, I sometimes feel like when there is a pretty big dinner party, it can be hard to communicate. And so I personally wouldn't probably want music, but that's maybe just the way we do things. Maybe you guys have a get together where you think that would fit and that would be pretty fun. It is a great idea for referring back to. And I oftentimes think like Rick and I will do playlists for trips that we go on. So there's always a different playlist and we can reminisce about the trip when listening to it after the trip has ended. The third idea is to make homemade apple cider. This is awesome. I've never done that. And actually, when you go to the link, you can check it out. It looks so good. It's got this beautiful whipped cream and cinnamon on top. I do think that's a really fun idea for sure and brings the season even more to life. The next idea, number 4, is to have a little special treat before the dinner is ready. Now, their example is a pumpkin cheesecake dip and it has pretzels and vanilla wafers, apples, and I'm going to admit I actually might do this. I thought this was really fun. I have a sweet tooth, so it definitely fits the description of a great appetizer for me, but I do like that idea. It kind of adds some excitement before the big meal. Number 5 is making a giving thanks banner. It literally says give thanks, and they hung it above the dessert table. That definitely sounds fun. I know for us, we're a very casual family get together. It's not very formal, so I probably wouldn't do this, but I do think it's kind of fun. The next idea is to get some branches from your front yard and to put them in a jar. And then you cut little circles of paper and hang the circles off the branches, and you have everyone write what they're thankful for. It's called the thankful tree. It's super cute. I really love this idea, and I love, love, love teaching my boys to really think about what they're thankful for around Thanksgiving, because that's what it's all about, is just dwelling on what we're thankful for and encouraging that. And this is a great way to do that. There's also another great way they have that you can get a pumpkin. They have them actually at Walmart. They're carvable pumpkins. And you have each person write what they are blessed with, what they're thankful for. And then you can have it from year to year. You can add to it. And it's just a cute little decoration to encourage thankfulness. And the next one on the list is to grab a plain tablecloth and turn it into one that has you feeling grateful all throughout the dinner. And you can easily have each guest write what they're thankful for right on the tablecloth, and even bring it out each year that goes by. I love this next idea. It says to grab a piece of brown paper bag, like cut a long strip, and use chalk to write a verse that applies to Thanksgiving. They did give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And it's a great decoration. It looks really pretty. Definitely check it out through the link. I think I may actually do this and decorate. There are a couple ideas next of how to decorate. Using tin cans with printed birch paper, you can make succulent planners out of that. There's also really cute ways to display your silverware and kind of design little utensil holders. I think that's really fun too. Some pumpkin ideas, embroidering napkins. There's just a lot of great ideas on decorating the table to make it special. The next one that really stood out to me was making an advent calendar for Thanksgiving. So each day in November, you have the kids and adults write down one thing they are thankful for and slide it in that pocket. Then on Thanksgiving Day, you get together as a family and read all the cards. Now, I will say I am hands down doing this with the boys, at least with Reed. I think this is really cute and would bring about a lot of great conversation on Thanksgiving Day, and also be able to share what he's thankful for, which at 5 years old, if you know Reed, he loves to talk. So he would be perfect for this. And it really brings about being thankful for the entire month, which is, I'm all about trying to really drag out those holidays and make sure we celebrate them to the fullest. There are also a couple ideas that I heard about, not on this list, but that I really love that I wanted to share with you. One is to get your children, or even yourself, write a letter just expressing thankfulness. Just pick someone, whether it's randomly or someone that's on your heart, to just tell them why you're thankful for them. I think this is just really sweet to spend November really thinking about what we're grateful for and also encouraging others. Another great idea is to do a Thanksgiving Bible study or devotional as a family. I came across one, it's called God Makes Me Grateful, and it's designed specifically for busy families with multiple ages of kids. And there are 7 Bible lessons on Thanksgiving. You can do each in about 10 minutes a day, and I'm going to try to squeeze that in and do that with Reed too. And the last thing that we already do as a family is we always go around and just share what we're grateful for around the table, either before eating or during eating. And we just love getting to hear all the things that each person is grateful for. And one of the best Bible verses for Thanksgiving, Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So I didn't read everything on that list, but it is linked below. Definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. So many good ideas. And I think just even doing a quick Google search of ways you can make Thanksgiving even more special will bring about a lot of ideas for you. And I hope that you can find something to make your Thanksgiving extra special. I'd love to hear about your traditions and what you do. Definitely tag me over on Instagram on Thanksgiving Day or before Thanksgiving when you're preparing things. I'd love to see how you're celebrating, how you're making it special for your family and for your children that really brings it to life in a real meaningful way. And up next, we have Christmas. That's going to be coming right around the corner, and I'll probably be doing another video. Christmas is truly my very, very favorite holiday, and I love just thinking on how to make that intentional. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you feel excited about Thanksgiving. I truly wish you a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. I'm praying that it is really special this year. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here with me today and being a part of this family here at Don't Quit Podcast. Episodes come out every Wednesday at 5 a.m. So don't forget to come on back next Wednesday. And if you're enjoying these episodes, please leave a review over at Apple Podcast or rate my show on Spotify. It helps my channel so much. Thanks, guys, and have a wonderful, blessed week.